think you know who the Patriots will draft in round one? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email your picks to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Fred and the Boys live from Gillette Stadium in round one of the 2013 NFL Draft.
All right, this is Ben from L.A. writes in, fresh from Twitter, Patriots 29th pick is in. East Gal Blood Orange, call it out if you want. Patriots take John Abraham, free agent from Atlanta. So, I don't know.
That's one of the worst emails we've gotten all night.
Wow. All right.
So who's on the clock?
Minnesota.
Minnesota's on the clock, right.
So did they take Sharif Floyd? Because now Michael Silver is saying Bjorn again.
Maybe they took Bjorn Werner.
But somebody else reported that they took... Now I got conflicting reports via Twitter then.
This is why we should just freaking wait.
Just freaking wait.
I almost dropped an F-bomb, but here's Goodell.
Floyd. Defensive tackle. Floyd. Florida.
Yeah, I think Silver's telling us whoever's next is taking Bjorn Werner.
Yeah, I do too.
Who's next?
Well, wouldn't Andy. Bjorn Werner be better for the Vikings?
I see what you did there,
Thank
Fred.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, I see that. Good. Good, Fred.
What a tool.
Geeks of a feather.
The Colts are on the board.
No, I think they're taking Bjorn Werner. You know, because they got to replace Dwight Freeney.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With a Bjorn again pass rush. That's mm-hmm. not a bad line by Feller,
not
Bjorn
bad.
Again. It's a terrible player.
Brian says about Kyle Long, he's the son of Howie, brother
See,
of Chris.
Even the emailers lead with it.
Kyle only started 11 games for the Ducks after playing baseball at Florida State and spending the 2010-2011 seasons at Saddleback Community College, blah, blah, blah.
No, I know all that.
Long has relatively short arms, but is arguably the second most athletic interior
Ironically.
Offensive lineman in the draft behind Jonathan Cooper. He ran a 4.94 at the combine with a 1.68 10-yard split, 28-inch vertical.
So Marcus Hunt should have been drafted. Oh, wait, his dad's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. His dad's somewhere in Estonia and doing whatever they do in Estonia.
Due to his natural athleticism and aggression, Long fits a variety of spots along the line.
Right, so you got a versatile jag backup offensive lineman with the 20th pick in the draft. Woo-wee! Phil Emery kicking it in Chicago.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Frank's in Everett. Hey, Frank.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Lousy. It's a terrible draft.
Yeah, it has been a bad draft, but I just started listening to you guys, so it makes it a little better.
It's working out well for the Patriots, though. A lot of guys they can take, still available.
There's some great guys. I think they're going to take Tao. I really do.
That's not who I was thinking of.
That would be a terrible pick. You thought I ranted after Long.
He's a playmaker. They need a
No, he's not. He didn't have a single interception until last year. They threw the ball right to him. Talk about circumstantial production. He had circumstantial production.
They also don't need an inside linebacker.
And I don't mean to yell at you. I'm just angry.
I don't care. No, you're not yelling at me, man.
Frank, they don't. They don't.
He'll
Frank,
come down here and teach you a
Frank,
lesson.
They don't know. That's how we talk in Everett. I know, buddy. I hear you. That's how we talk.
But I just. Do you think they need a linebacker?
I take Geno Smith.
Oh,
why not?
Frank.
Wait a minute, Frank.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Grandpa's cough syrup?
Didn't they tell you not to drink the water in Everett?
Oh, you're doing hard drugs.
Look at all these bums that are going in the first round.
Yeah, and you want to take two of
them. Another one.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
No, Geno Smith.
They don't need either of those players.
Not the first time I've heard that.
He throws a good ball. He throws a real good ball. And Malice.
So is Brady.
Well, I agree with you on Mallet.
So you're going to take a first-round pick who's not going to play for 5 years?
Yeah, Mallet's stiffer than Bledsoe.
Right. Wow, this Everett thing's really turning on you, Paul.
Frank, you can go now.
Oh, there goes Frank. Okay.
Evidently,
Frank,
they just got the internet in Everett, so Frank found us.
Frank is tanked, apparently.
I'm stealing your line there, Freddie.
Frank,
Tennessee.
And he started all right, but then, you know, Geno Smith and Manti Te'o? Come on. Really? You know.
But the Geno Smith,
I think, virtually, that's no chance. But Te'o, as much as I would hate it, I could see them, you know, one of those, just couldn't pass up the value kind of thing. And
that would make me sick.
Charlie gave him a good recommendation. Geno Smith very well could be the 29th pick in the draft.
Is he one of Charlie's guys?
Yeah. one of the great coups of Charlie's recruiting.
When the Patriots move out of that, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think what we talked about is a possibility. The two players that I targeted, or a couple players that I targeted for that, Eddie Lacy and Geno Smith, are on the board.
The pick is in for the Colts. We don't know what it is.
Pick is in for the Vikings, too.
It's Bjorn Werner.
He's a quick learner.
No, that's the Colts.
Oh. Vikings are on again. Didn't the Vikings just pick?
Yeah, the Vikings.
Correct. They're up again. How about that?
Wow.
Teams picked twice in the one round.
Sons of bitches. Usually not in three picks.
Jamal in New York wants to know if Patterson, Dayton Jones, and Xavier Rhodes are on the board at 29. Who would
pass
you pick?
Pass rusher.
Jones. Even though I want to caution, he's not really an elite pass rusher. He's kind of an all-in-out.
Neither was the last Jones we took.
That's true.
Plus, Xavier Rhodes will not be on the board in that pick. Just going out on a limb there.
Are you reading something? Should I check? Should I update my Twitter? I don't even know what. Where are you, Paul? I got to update.
X-Man after.
Karthik,
what does
that mean? X-Man after Michael Silver tweets. What does that mean?
It means the X-Man
Xavier
was taken
Rhodes
after
Werner. After Werner.
You're not a quick Werner,
Xavier,
are you?
Xavier Rhodes.
No, I know who he's referencing, but I thought it was something like it's not a play on words then.
Well, they can't all be home runs, Andy.
He's not that clever.
They're not all as easy as Bjorn again.
Are we going to just sit and decipher Michael Silver tweets now? Is that the show now?
No, apparently we're going to get our panties in a bunch like you.
I was going to say, no, we're going to get reprimanded now.
Karthik writes in, Andy, who do you think Patriots should pick considering we still have Sharif Floyd or Terrence Williams? Well, Floyd's gone.
Yeah. That probably came in before that pick.
Terrence pick?
Williams.
Here's Goodell.
Here's Goodell. I'm going
to
be on
Warner. Pick old, the news. 2013 old news. NFL commission. Draft. The Indianapolis Colts select Bjorn Werner, defensive end, Florida State.
Did you already say he's a fast Werner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Bjorn Werner off the board.
Yeah, we haven't seen too many of the hot girlfriends this year. Still haven't.
What do you guys think of Keenan Allen?
We already told you. We don't love him.
I don't like him.
Not great
much.
Acceleration, long strider, body catcher. A lot to not like. Production, there's a lot to like, too. Don't get me
Patterson,
wrong.
I think, is better than those guys. I like Terrence Williams, if you're going to take an outside guy. I'm not sure that I would take him in the first round. Not sure he's the 29th best. But the way this draft is unfolding, how can you argue with anybody?
That's right. Go get the guy you want. He can make a difference.
Pick a guy that you
Terrence
want.
Terrence Williams.
Cliff says,
I mean, as long as Kyle Long's around, you're not going to have the worst pick in the first round. You are guaranteed.
All right, Dayton Jones.
Yes.
Or Terrence Williams, Andy.
Terrence Williams.
I still want to help defense.
Yeah, though. I do too. I got to go defense.
Cliff says it will be very. It's very painful to watch Patterson wasted before our eyes. I almost hope we don't pick him. I don't get that. Anyway.
Because he thinks it will waste him? Wow.
I don't know.
That's hurtful.
I'm not sure what he meant by that. He's being wasted by not being picked, but then if
no,
he
I
drops
think he means
us,
he's being wasted because Brady won't throw him the ball.
You think that's what he means?
I think. Well, what else could he possibly mean?
I don't know.
I'm not saying I disagree with him.
How does the commissioner get all of these, like, huge bear hugs from all these players? Like, does he know them that well? Like, that they're like, wow, man, great to see you again.
No, that's just what you do. I mean, I'm sure he's met most of them, and they've been there for a couple days.
Right.
He's there.
It seems like it's just, like, a little odd that they're, like, it's like they're boys from back in the day.
Let me tell you something. If I just get drafted in the NFL in the first round, I'd hug anyone that was up there. I don't care who it was.
I think
these guys'
right. I think
lives have just been.
Although,
it just seems strange, doesn't it?
I don't think they do it in all sports. Like, I don't think David Stern gets a lot of hugs. He
That's
gets a
mean.
Handshake.
That's what I mean. It's
would you hug David
it's
Stern?
The commissioner.
If I hug David Stern, I'd immediately check for my wallet.
No, but that's kind of what I mean. Like Goodell seems
Paul
like he's
not a
boys
big David
with all these
Stern
guys.
Fan, apparently.
Well, I mean, the guy is
cooking. Like he's the commissioner of the league. You almost think it should be more of a respectful thing.
Yeah, know? I don't know.
Because they have their family there. They can hug them.
I'd like
right
to see
away.
Paul fight David Stern. That'd be a good one.
Like physically fight him or just yell at him?
Yeah, rough him up a little bit.
Give him some of that
Everett hospitality.
Dead honest, I'd be afraid to fight David Stern. He'd have me killed.
Here's the commissioner again.
The 2013 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Xavier Rhodes, defensive back from Florida State.
So
there you go.
So there you go.
Roosevelt Colvin tweeted, "The Germans are now in Italy."
Oh, wow.
Not sure that's politically correct.
I don't think so.
So Xavier Rhodes goes to Minnesota, cornerback.
A lot of Honey Badger talk now, huh?
Well, what did Honey Badger do? It seems like he must have done something.
Well, he had that big party that he was planning. And
no,
that
I
got
mean
him all
today.
Mad. Did he say
he
it?
Must have
it,
said something, it, right?
Everybody's referencing something. Yeah,
about
like
it maybe he do. Maybe he do care now.
Something. Yeah, I missed it. This Twitter thing's hard to keep up with.
Christian says, "You're getting me through the draft, Eric. Keep tipping picks. Fred, keep reading anti-Eric emails. Andy, blow a gasket. And Paul, make Andy blow a gasket."
I'm doing my best, boys. I'm doing my best.
Wait, real quick. Aaron Rodgers tweeted, "Hang in there, Gino. Quote, good things come to those who wait. Paul Tagliabue." That's pretty cool.
I saw that.
That's pretty cool. Even though
I didn't like anybody involved in the tweet, so I ignored it.
I think Geno Smith's a douchebag, and I think Aaron Rodgers might be a douchebag.
And I hate Tagliabue, so I ignored it.
I don't know Tagliabue, really.
Let's go to the phones. Dylan's in New Hampshire. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, guys. I just have a question about Tank Carradine. I tried to watch some of his tape, and he looks pretty good sometimes and inconsistent other times, and he's coming back from that injury. What do you guys think about Cornelius, as Paul likes to call him?
Welcome to the 2013 draft.
Everybody has some checks against them, but I think he has a lot of potential. You know, obviously the injury is a concern, but it gives you some value. But he is a disruptive force on the edge. He could be that left defensive end. He'd be an intriguing pick.
If you could have taken Bjorn Werner or Cornelius, who would you guys have taken?
Cornelius.
I
think Werner's very overrated.
I like Cornelius as well.
That's a tough call. I think I'd go with Werner.
I think Werner can be good. I do. Werner. I think he could play. I think he has the potential to be better, but I think the safer pick would be Carradine, and I think he's going to be very good. You know,
awesome.
It's just a torn ACL nowadays. You know, they just blow those off. He'll be
all right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
Cornelius, as I like to call him. I like it.
You settle down up there, New Hampshire. You're even a little crazy.
Oh, man. Packers took Dayton Jones.
They always take our guys.
But this is the word. Like, when you don't even have a chance to be right, that stinks. You know, like all the guys that we picked,
they're
all off the board.
Right. I kind of like that.
Why? Because now we can't be wrong?
It's better than
if loving you was
wrong. Jones still available at 77.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
So, Fred, be prepared for all of the Paul Stop Tipping Picks emails.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see. Mark.
Well, at this point, we've made a travesty of the whole thing.
Mark and Winthrop, the head coach of the team who decides to select Teo has to FaceTime or Skype him, right? A mere phone call won't cut it.
It's bad. That's bad.
You guys running out of steam or what?
No.
Okay. We're letting you try to read emails.
Well, I just thought of something, Andy, that would be bad. There is a guy that's still on the board that Brian Lowe picked in the first round. Jesse Williams.
Maybe he got some inside tip.
Nah.
He did not.
Hot dogs and sausages.
He swore to us that he didn't.
Yeah, but you can't trust him.
This is a fun fact from strippers. The first hug at the NFL draft was with Gerald McCoy.
Oh, he cried, right?
I don't know.
How do we know that's the first hug?
I believe
I'm pretty sure he had those glasses and he hugged, and he's an Oklahoma guy, so strippers probably know.
Strippers knows.
But I do remember that, because I don't like guys who hug and cry.
Tyler is chest saying bump. Patterson in the first and Williams in the second. I think that would be
I'm great, all huh? for it. I already said, if I get Williams, I don't care about the rest.
Patterson and Williams in the first two picks? There's no way they're going to do that. Wide receiver? Just because I said that, you know what I mean.
Let's see. Mark and Chatham, thanks, guys, for keeping us entertained during the snooze fest of a drawn-out first round.
Sorry.
I still miss the days of drinking while watching the first three rounds. Just wondering, since the Patriots only have five picks, what guys do you think they'll be looking at that you are almost positive will be undrafted? I figure we'll pick up some O-line prospects, and I hope the Patriots pick sooner than later. That's almost impossible.
Yeah, because, right? I mean, if they're guys we've never heard of.
But there's going to be a lot of them.
Andy, based on
to
the
fill
way
out their roster. I mean, you're talking significant numbers, 15 type.
It's two more than they usually would have.
No, last year they only had like six.
Right.
But they, you know, how many draft picks did they have last year?
Fred, they need 20 players.
Seven? Eight?
No, right, and they have five, so they have two less draft.
They're going to have about 15 undrafted
players, Fred. 15.
Last year they had six. It was an abnormally low number for them last year.
Yeah. So usually it's the same. It's not crazy this year.
All right, hold on.
He just takes facts, ignores them, and continues with whatever his point was.
Everything stems from the same thing, the fact that he doesn't listen to us. But, well, I'm used to it. do you think, guys, Fred,
yes,
the way that the board is unfolded, increase the chances of the Patriots trading now? Or the amount of trades decreases them? You know, maybe there's not really any trading
partners increases. I think it increases the chance to trade down. I do. Because just like the Patriots are seeing some guys, so are other teams. And you know the Patriots, if they have – I think it increases the chance for them to trade down.
I'm still sticking with they make a pick.
I kind of hope Eric's right.
I hope they – well, I'm praying that they're right.
You know?
That he's right. I'd like to see them take a wide receiver now. My cornerbacks are gone. A defensive end. Maybe if the guy
Here's
from Texas
Goodell.
A&M.
2013 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select – Dayton Jones, defensive end, UCLA.
Whoa!
I know. What is that? Why is that? Whoa!
Never saw that coming.
Oh my God!
And that's the man who said Wes Welker was the best receiver in the NFL.
Jaws.
You know, 2 years, $10 million.
All right. Well, Green Bay takes Dayton Jones.
There goes my guy, Fred.
Jones.
There's my guy. He's definitely scheme diverse. I love his upside. I'm just reading off the TV. He can do it all, potentially.
But I like this guy. This guy.
Fred, did you watch him at all?
No.
You would have liked him. He's a big, thick, athletic, long man.
That can move.
Bilo tweeting out he's sticking with his Jesse Williams to Pats at 29 pick.
Well, why wouldn't he? You know?
I know.
I can't stick with my Marcus Trufant or DJ Hayden picks. They ain't there no more. Boy.
I still have Barrett Jones is in play.
Oh. Yes, you
he's
do.
Really slipped.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
No, he.
Well, based on this draft, he has. Just think about how bad he must be. Every other offensive line has gotten taken.
Right. JT and Wilbraham says, I'm still waiting for Paul to go from cold to hot. It's not a show yet. I almost got him going.
Are we waiting for that? I could arrange that.
Yeah,
I'll come up with something.
Brad confirms about the hug. It was McCoy because Goodell said it on Mike and Mike this morning.
You got set up like a.
And we know Goodell always tells the truth.
Whoa, calling out the commission. Mm-hmm. You're sticking with AJ Klein too.
Diane,
Andy, bad guy.
Diane believes that Bill will trade the pick. No one left is worth a first round pick.
I probably
she might be right.
Been.
Well, Tank Carradine still there?
Yes.
He's worth it.
Here's who Arlads still has that was projected to go in the first round. Geno Smith, Cordarrelle Patterson, Keenan Allen, Alec Ogletree, Manti Te'o, Sylvester Williams, defensive tackle, Jonathan Hankins,
like when he doesn't
defensive
know
tackle, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, Tank Carradine, and Alex Okafor. So that's who Arlad still has out there that they thought would go in the first round. So all those guys are available. No one?
Crapsheet thinks they're going to sit Carradine. Tight and make a pick.
Carradine would be. I'd be okay with Carradine.
I'd be okay with Carradine as well. I'd also be okay with Terrence Williams. What about a tight end? Maybe you can get your Ertz guy.
Cliff says, clarification on my Patterson comment. Yes, I meant Brady won't throw him the ball.
That's what I thought he meant.
I meant he is an explosive receiver, but not a polished route runner, and he won't be where he's supposed to be. Sometimes you've just got to throw it up, and Brady won't or can't anymore.
Certainly not in the playoffs.
How about the Cordarrelle kid to Houston here?
Who?
How about Cordarrelle to Houston?
Yeah,
I think that would make sense.
A lot of people think a wide receiver to Houston, him or Hopkins.
And wasn't there something about Andre Johnson, like, asked them to draft a wide receiver?
Yes. He also said he wanted to play, like, five more years or something.
John in L.A. says, how do you guys think it's going in terms of where we are so far and how many quarterbacks have not been drafted and how that affects the chances of a team trading out of the second round and back into the first with the Patriots for the 29th. I mean, that's still in play.
Yeah, that is still in play.
It is. I just think that a lot of teams have traded down, and they could have done what Buffalo did and just picked a quarterback by trading down, and they didn't. So I'm not sure that there is as much demand. Plus, only one quarterback got taken to the other side of the point. So you can sit around and wait and probably still get one if you wanted to do that. Obviously, you're not in love with anybody, or you would have taken him. Like, Buffalo felt strongly enough to take E.J. Manuel, right?
Yep.
So, the handful of other teams that are in line for a quarterback, I think they would have taken him if they really wanted to.
All right, Houston's pick is in. Goodell has not come to the...
Andy, did you see the Brian Billick tweet about Dayton Jones comparing him? You know, Green Bay hasn't been the same since Colin Jenkins, and this guy is different. This guy reminds him of him. You don't think that he's like Colin Jenkins?
No, I think he's more athletic, more of a true defensive end.
I think he's very much like Colin Jenkins when he was younger and could move.
Maybe I don't remember Colin Jenkins when he was younger and could move. I think Colin Jenkins is more of a defensive tackle.
I think he ate his way into that position. I think he was pretty versatile later in his career.
Paul, you're not going to get your receiver.
Hopkins?
I can't say. Yeah. Eric Mike, though.
You just did.
So, the pick is in, so you can say.
Okay. Hopkins after the break.
Because it did say the pick was in.
Yeah. Well, Michael Silver says Hopkins.
Take DeAndre Hopkins, according to...
By the way, Chandler Jones says that Dayton Jones dude looks explosive. That's why I wanted him to play with you.
Yeah.
Tweet it. Tweet back at him.
Okay, tweet back at him. Fred says, with the way that the Patriots roster sits right now and the number of receivers on the board, don't you guys think that there's a chance that Belichick takes a wide receiver in the first round?
Yes, I do.
I think there is a chance.
I'm just saying we prefer that they help the defense first.
To Montre Moore.
Yes.
To Denver?
No.
Oh, that's who you'd want?
No, that's a possibility.
Oh.
More or less.
Dayton Jones looks explosive.
Vishon in
so
New York.
So is my diarrhea. What's your point?
Says, do you see the Patriots getting Arthur Jones? Arthur Jones?
No.
From the Ravens?
Yeah.
Does he mean Arthur Brown? The guy from Kansas State, the linebacker?
I don't like him much.
I don't know.
Well, not that I didn't like him. I think he's really small. That dude is really small.
Yeah. No. He barely plays safety.
He makes Deion Jordan look big.
Why hasn't he been chosen yet?
I didn't really think Corderell. He was necessarily going to.
I think that you had a mock draft that's a little... Can you look at the six mock drafts in the paper right there, Andy?
Yeah.
And does he go above 20 in any of them?
Ours, 12.
Any of the real ones?
17 to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
16 to St. Louis.
All right. So he's slipping, Fred. I'll give it to you. He's slipping.
23 to Minnesota.
Is Manti Te'o slipping?
I think he's a second-round pick, so I don't know.
So far, I'm going to be about 1,000% in my PFW predictions.
Which were?
Manti Te'o slips to the second round.
That's where he was supposed to get taken.
Yeah, that's not really a slip. The first round he was going to go to was Baltimore at, 32.
Well, not according to our lads.
Our lads doesn't know what they're talking about. They have a woman that does their draft
Barrett
ratings.
Jones.
Do they have a? Does our lads have a mock draft?
No offense to the women out there.
Yeah, they do.
Do they do who they think a team should pick or who they think the team will pick?
Because
some of these draft things, they rank players, and that's how they –
what we are attempting to do is to slot players based on our ratings to teams where we feel they best fit.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a mock draft.
So.
Apparently Jones's nickname is Da Tone Setter. I like it.
I like that one.
Big Al's in Valdosta, Georgia. Hey, Big Al.
Fellas, what do you say?
Well, we've been saying it.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If the Ogletree kid is available, I'd take the Ogletree kid.
I don't know if he fits with the Patriots. Well, I don't think he fits the need. I think he's an intriguing athlete. He's a bit of a dink off the field. But
that's right. He's had some off-the-field stuff, which doesn't seem to bother us that much lately.
That's a good point.
Lately?
But I just...
Here's Goodell at the podium. Let's go to him.
This is Hopkins.
All right. Hopkins, wide receiver, Clemson.
A Clemson wide receiver. Wow. That sucks.
Why?
because they suck.
Okay. Who would you have picked if you were Houston? Who would you have chosen?
A quarterback.
Who would you have chosen if you were Houston?
I probably would have chosen the Ogletree kid.
Why do you like Ogletree so much?
Because he's from
he's
Georgia.
A good football player. I think he's better than Jarvis Jones.
Really?
The Jarvis Jones was picked higher. Somebody, I guess there was thrown out something in a scouting report that sounds like it should be a joke, but I guess it's not really meant as a joke, where they say, well, this player is very effective when he's not blocked.
Aren't we all?
Jarvis Jones is very effective when he's not blocked.
Brandon Merriweather wasn't effective when he wasn't blocked.
If you can free him up, then yeah. But, you know, how do you – yeah, that's not easy to do in professional football. I think the Ogletree kid is more effective when he's actually blocked. And
I like Ogletree.
I think if you're going to make Jermaine Cunningham into an inside lineman, if that's what he's converted into being, then I think the Ogletree kid might be a nice replacement for what Jermaine had been drafted at.
Wait, you think Ogletree is a defensive lineman in the 4-3?
He's an inside backer.
He's a linebacker. I mean, no, he can play outside linebacker, but he is not a defensive end.
No. He's not. He's not an outside linebacker, you don't think?
He's a stand-up outside linebacker, of which you have Dante Hightower and Gerard Mayo. Unless you're getting rid of somebody. Are you getting rid of Spikes, moving Mayo to the middle, and putting Ogletree on the outside?
No, you might move Mayo to the middle.
If you sell me on that, okay, I'll take Ogletree, because I think he's an intriguing athlete, a guy who can run around, make some plays. But it's not really a Cunningham thing. It'd be getting rid of Spikes or one of the other inside linebackers.
Well, I'm saying the way you originally drafted Cunningham.
No, Cunningham was drafted as a 3-4 potential outside linebacker slash D-end. Ogletree is not that. He is a, you know, sort of what Nick Caserio was talking about the other day, these overinflated athletes. You know, he's a guy that bulks up to play up there. He's athletic. He's not, you know, the length and taking on blocks and all that. He's a runaround guy. He's looking to make plays with his speed and his athleticism, not by, you know, being Mike Vrabel-like and setting the edge and doing that kind of stuff. I just think they're totally different. And again, I think Ogletree could be a player if he's not a dink, if he can get his issues under control as being an idiot. But
yeah, that's the thing. He's got, you know.
He's an athlete. To me, he's going to make his money as an athlete, as an athletic guy running around making plays as an athlete.
Well, I mean, that would be, if you're asking me who they ought to pick, that's just who I'm saying.
Okay.
I think Ogletree can play. There's about a 20-pound difference between those two. Now, there's no reason to think that gap can't close when he gets to be in the pros.
I think there is, though. I think he's a guy that's bulked up. I don't think he's got a lot of bulk left to give.
Freddie, what do you think of this report from Schefter saying the Vikings are dangling 3 picks at New England to try to get back up to the first round to take Teo?
Let's go.
Do it.
Let's make a deal.
Do it. Take the trade. Where are you seeing that? I don't know.
I haven't seen Schefter's. I don't think he tweeted it. I think he might have reported it.
It's got to be true, because why else? I mean, Schefter hasn't said anything all night.
Because he's been working on this one story.
He announced he wasn't going to tweet during the first round.
And he said he was only doing this stuff, big trades or interesting stuff.
Denver's pick is in, so we'll hear that momentarily. While we're waiting, let's quickly go to Anthony, who's in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Anthony.
How you guys doing? Nice and late for you guys on the East Coast, huh?
Yeah,
we're getting there, but, you know, it's going to go much later.
So they're going to give a 2, a 3, and a 4?
I think if they don't get that trade with the Vikings, I think they're going to go with Jesse Williams. Kind of like Richard Seymour. You guys might not agree, but I kind of see him as that same mold, and we haven't been able to replace that kind of a player yet, even though Seymour's obviously really good player, but that's where I think we're going unless we can trade out. At this point, I think we should trade out unless we want to go for Patterson. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm all for the trade out. I'm all for adding these picks because I like the depth back there.
I absolutely think if that trade is available, you got to take it. A second, a third, and a fourth for the 29th pick?
Absolutely.
I think you got to make that trade.
Yeah. You guys agree with me as far as Jesse Williams, or no, not at all?
Well,
as far as him kind of being like Richard Seymour.
He's not as tall. I don't think he's quite as athletic, even though, you know, he does some of the same things. He can move around. I think he's more of a true tackle type, whereas Seymour had a little bit more edge ability. But he is a big, powerful, athletic guy. In that way, I think they're similar.
Yeah, because I see him in the backfield a lot. I mean, I don't know how or, you know, how he got there, but that's what I feel.
And the other issue...
All right, thanks, Anthony.
You know, and I know they were in a little bit of a retooling mode this year, but you always just wonder who's good on Alabama. It's one of those teams, like Georgia, you know, they always have a number of guys in the front seven and guys that are good playmakers. And again, I know they lost a bunch of guys last year in the draft, but I always wonder who the truly elite players on teams like Alabama are.
All right, we're getting out to the end here.
Patriots are on the clock.
Patriots are on the clock. We don't know yet who Denver has chosen. But here Sylvester comes Commissioner Goodell to tell us before Eric does.
Fly Williams.
With the 28th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Sylvester Williams, defensive tackle, North Carolina.
Wait a minute. Is Mayock talking about the picks too?
Because
I just heard him say
Sly Williams.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
If they're getting the picks whispered to him and they just then turn into, you know... I got to think Sly Williams could be a possibility here. That's the same.
That's what he's done all his whole time on that show.
He's a fraud.
Because if you listen to his lead up to the pick, he's always talking about someone different, and then all of a sudden he'll change directions and get it right.
What a dink.
You almost said it, didn't you?
The New England Patriots are on the clock, barring a trade, and there's rumors that the Minnesota Vikings are offering three picks. We don't know.
Can you
where.
Imagine trading, well, a second, a third, and a fourth, according to the report? But do you
two,
think,
three, four.
How could you do that if you're Minnesota for Teo?
They really want him. Putting that Notre Dame defense
three,
back together.
Three first round picks.
Three first round picks. They're saying, you know,
we're
this
done.
Is a crappy draft.
Well, yeah. after New England is St. Louis and then Dallas. So do you think Dallas could be targeting that? And that's why. You know,
targeting
Teo, and that's why the Vikings are so hot and bothered.
The ESPN boys, ESPN Boston, Reese and Rodak, are expecting a trade here. Would be surprised if Patriots make pick here.
Okay, well, they have about five and a half
fielding a lot
minutes.
Of trade calls.
How do they know?
That's people. I mean, how come you believe everybody outside of the market? But you just
Mike Florio, he knows.
You're ripping
but
everybody
Greg Bedard
in the
doesn't. I'm pretty sure Greg Bedard never reported that somebody was dead who didn't die.
I tell you, you guys have all come through. I have to have a zero to hot.
Now
that's
under,
the only thing left.
Now under 5 minutes for the Patriots, and there is
and
a trade.
A trade.
We don't know what it is yet.
Mother bitch.
Sometimes it comes over the PA.
Probably a two or
there's
three or four.
There's a volume thing on the wall that controls that overhead speaker.
You want it up or down?
I'll put it up just in case they talk.
Look on the bright side, Paul. It's less work for tonight.
So
it's more work for next week, but less work for tonight.
All right, so New England has traded. We know they didn't trade up.
Think there's a lot of booing over at the party?
Yep.
There is?
I'm sure there is.
Well,
yeah,
wondering.
These people came, and now there's no pick, but you had to know that.
People are saying
right?
It is the Minnesota one.
Chandler Jones said, LOL, good night.
He's funny.
Well, I mean, second, third, and fourth, right? We like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pass up.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
So that would be...
52. Didn't I read that the Vikings' next pick was 52?
I think that's right, yeah.
Correct, 52.
And New England has... What?
And they had an 83.
Greg Bedard. Here's my column. Blank lines.
Yep.
And now the Minnesota has a high pick in the fourth round via Detroit. So I don't know if that's
England,
the one that they traded.
And they didn't have New England didn't have a fourth round pick. So now they've got
right.
Now they've got five.
But Minnesota has two picks in the fourth. We don't know which one
right.
that they're offering. One is the 102nd, and the other is the 120th.
So, Fred, you could be right. Barrett Jones, you said, right? They're going to pick
right.
up an extra.
Via trade.
The 52nd pick in the draft will be Barrett Jones, according to Fred Kirsch.
Wow, their first overall pick would be Barrett Jones, after all?
A two-time All.
If Fred's right.
You know, all he did in the SEC was multiple All-American honors at multiple positions. But he doesn't go at the 20th pick. Kyle Long, who never did crap, goes at the 20th pick. Because I thought the SEC was the NFL of college football. If you can play in the SEC and be an All-American at multiple positions, you'd think you'd be a pretty good NFL player. But no, we take the guy whose name is Long.
Short on talent.
Long. It's just ridiculous. It's laughable, but I don't laugh at it. Angers me.
All right. So Manti Te'o has slipped, huh?
Big time. No, not really.
This is where he was supposed to go. One of the last couple picks of the first round. What?
Fred, just so you know, I'm too tired. I can't do it.
I can't get you going.
I mean, does our lads honestly say he was going to be the fifth pick in the draft?
No, they said he was going to be the 20th. So.
He wasn't.
Okay, so here it is. Patriots get the second round pick, 52nd, the 83rd, the 102nd, and the seventh round. So they get four picks. Oh. And they get that.
Kidding me.
They get another seventh round.
They get that high fourth round pick, which is nice. So they get four picks for this. For whoever.
Not another seventh round pick. Gee.
Oh, God. So this is good. This is a good trade for Patriots. I think point wise they make out here. No one. No one.
Oh no! It's. I mean, how can you not take the trade? But I think they could have done without the extra seventh round.
Boring. All right, so I'm updating my...
Fred, do you have those numbers?
Again? Yeah, can you read those numbers off again, Fred?
They get 52.
Yeah. Yep.
83.
Yeah.
102.
Oh, yep. So that's the higher one.
Yep, they get the higher one.
Yep.
And
the meaning
of the
seventh
rounder? And then two seventh rounds, which I didn't get
those
numbers.
One seventh rounder.
Oh, yeah, they get a seventh rounder. So that would be...
229.
So now we have two twos, two threes, a four, and three sevens.
Wait, the seventh rounder could be anything. Minnesota has a lot of them.
It says 229.
Oh, yeah, they also had 213.
Because they had 213, 214.
229 was the one announced.
229.
Okay.
That's great. It's even a later one.
The only hope you can have is that they take a couple of those seventh rounders to move up into the fifth or sixth.
Why do you hope that?
Because that's less work for us to do.
It's always about Eric.
Well, less work for us to do with a bunch of scrubs. Who needs seventh-round picks? Well, that many of them.
Well, you need undrafted free agents.
You want to rant?
Yeah, so
you
just
wanna,
sign them as undrafted
rant,
free
Fred?
Agents.
I got a rant for you. We just spent the last 3.5 hours talking about how there were no good players in this draft. There are no starters. So what do? We traded our pick so we could add more picks so we can get more bad players. And now everybody's going to say how great it was.
No, wait a minute. There's a difference between first-round talent and
there aren't good
they're
players
all
in the
bad
draft.
Players.
There's not a lot of players in this draft. No one that can start. Quote the owner.
No, he said that.
So let's add more of those
say.
Picks.
No.
So let's add more
now
of those
you're
picks.
Being dramatic.
No, he didn't actually say the experts. Read that quote again. He said anyone who knows
anyone
this draft.
Anyone who knows this draft.
Meaning,
he didn't say the experts.
I'm assuming
anyone who knows this
he
draft.
Thinks his coach knows the draft, right?
And we agreed with that at the time, but now that we've made a trade to add four picks, we will now turn the page on that.
I'm not as angry as you, because if the
three guys that
could start...
I'm doing it because that's what they needed me to go from zero to hot.
Right.
Because I think there's a chance they said, well, the three guys that could start could take in the first eight picks, so I have no interest. And then they found some team that really wanted to get back in. Who did they take?
We don't know. It hasn't
Patterson.
Been announced yet.
Patterson. Is
Who?
It Patterson?
Really?
Who are you talking about?
Minnesota.
I thought it was Te'o.
No, that was everybody's speculation. But...
Oh, I thought that they picked Te'o.
They haven't announced it yet. We don't know. And even Eric doesn't know. I can't believe it.
I think it might be Patterson.
Diane says the trade is great. Let's see. Mike says, so I guess Marcus Hunt is a scratch at 29, but I'm curious how you think about Derek Rogers. I feel like he has a huge upside.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how many times we need to say about these receivers. I kind of feel the same about all of them. I want Terrence Williams. If I don't get him, I think all the other ones have talent, ability, and flaws.
Let's see. Minnesota, according to Brad, will be taking Patterson.
Who's Brad?
One of our listeners.
Yeah, I've seen that on the Twitter a couple times, as you would say.
John in South Carolina about Big Al's call. Friends don't let friends dial drunk. Hopkins is a good receiver, and Clemson doesn't suck, you douche. We love our listener on listener crime.
He did sound like he might have been drinking a little.
He might have been.
And I'm okay with that.
It was just his analysis was Ogletree.
As long as he didn't have a young co-ed with him.
Here comes Goodell with Joe Andruzzi. So let's listen to this.
We are honored to have with us former Patriots Super Bowl champion Joe Andruzzi. Last week, Joe was at the Boston Marathon raising funds for his foundation for cancer patients and research. He suddenly found himself helping innocent victims of a terrible attack. The brave service of Joe and of all the first responders and law enforcement officials in Boston is an inspiration to us all. We thank you, and we are proud of you, Joe.
Joe looks like he's been working out. He also looks nervous.
And now he's announcing the Vikings push.
He's overwhelmed.
Patriots suck.
Oh my God. Is a day filled with positive energy and excitement. It's about young, talented football players who look forward to hearing their name called and having their dream of being an NFL draft pick realized. In terms of the Boston Marathon, the focus should be on all the positive energy that has emerged since the bombings. Let's continue to shine the spotlight on all of the first responders, like my three FDNY brothers that are here with me tonight. And all of the everyday citizens that who jumped into action, plus the amazing survivors who have vowed to move forward in a positive direction, and all the countless acts of kindness that have been exhibited in Boston and around the country and globe. As our nation did after 9/11, we will return to normalcy. We will continue to enjoy the freedoms of our country. We will continue together in the hardest of times, as we did at the Boston Marathon, and show the goodness of people in the face of adversity. Definitely USA. On this note, I'd like to share the positive mantra that grew out of the events of last week. We have a new saying in Boston. Boston strong, baby. The Jets fans are shouting him down.
Way to ruin a good moment, Jets fans.
And now we didn't have a person to hand the jersey over to.
Bill Belichick ruined
it. New England Patriots representing the Patriot Nation, and they have traded their 29th pick to the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you very much, everybody.
So, Joe Andruzzi.
Well, that was kind of weird.
I don't know.
What do you mean? What was weird?
Well,
other than the fact that there was no pick.
Right. I mean, it's
well,
kinda...
they had this planned out and they wanted to do it. It's like,
I know.
It's not like you can say, well, screw the Boston bombings.
But don't you think that they should have had like a plan? Chances are the Patriots are going to trade down so we'd have some way to cover that up.
I think that was their plan, yeah. To just do the,
right.
You know, pay tribute to Boston and the first responders and all that.
Yeah. All right.
Although Minnesota never like
we never know.
Pick.
Now we don't know what the who they pick.
They took Patterson, but
evidently St. Louis took Ogletree, but I don't know who Minnesota took.
They didn't even announce it. See, they should have had it planned out a little bit better.
I'm okay with it.
All right. Well, I'm okay, but I still
not everything
know.
Revolves around these stupid picks.
It is the draft.
You know what? Not the guy you missed is still going to a team.
Okay.
Nothing is going wrong here. It's irrelevant. It's a stupid TV show. No one cares.
Here comes the commissioner playing the role of Eric.
In the 2013 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Cordarrelle Patterson, wide receiver, Tennessee.
Okay. So that leaves St. Louis on the clock. All right.
And there you go.
Let's see.
Do we have no emails? Because that's okay. We can talk if we have no emails.
We also have a phone call.
You can talk anyway.
But I'm just saying, we're an interactive show, and I give people, if we're getting a lot of emails, if people want to email in, if you want to call in, I want them to have the opportunity to vent and or praise it and or rip it, whatever.
Okay. Well, you can do the same.
I'm fine with it. I told you I was okay trading down this year.
No, I'm talking about the pick.
What pick?
Cordarrelle Patterson to the Vikings.
I don't give a rat's ass. I cover the Patriots. I'm talking about the trade.
Oh, my God.
That pick, the result is irrelevant to me. I don't care about Cordarrelle Patterson. I didn't necessarily want him for the Patriots. Bill Belichick wanted more picks. He got a boatload of more picks with a single trade.
Okay.
You wanted that, too. You thought they were going to
do
that.
I agree.
So talk about the positive nature from a Patriots perspective. We don't need to talk about how Christian Ponder has another weapon. We're not Minnesota Vikings Weekly.
Draft trade chart says 648 points for the Patriots, 640 for the Vikings. So pretty even trade.
That's good.
That happens a lot with once you get past the top of the draft and you're like, whoa, they give up that, and then you do the points and you're like,
well,
that's
the seventh round picks are 2 points or
right.
something. So
yeah, like a half a point and stupid stuff.
They don't really. It says, boy, you called it Manti Te'o all the way. Last minute was Tennessee receiver. Laugh out loud, little bird in his ear, you think? I don't know what that means.
I think he's making fun of the telecast that was probably doing what I talk about. They talk about one guy the whole time, then they find out who the pick is, and then all of a sudden they do a 180 and talk about the different guy.
Mike in Boston, do you think the Patriots got good value? It's, as Paul just said, it was about, it was even value for both teams.
No, but I think the Patriots got great value because I think we all assume that's what they wanted to do. And when you want to do something, it doesn't always work out. The paper value is one thing, but you wanted to move down and add picks to your draft, assuming that was the goal.
I think the consensus was this was the thing to do.
Right. I think we all kind of agreed to that.
Right.
We hate it, but sometimes it's the thing to do when there's more depth in a draft than stars. And I'm okay with them getting two receivers now in the second round and, DJ Swearinger in the third. And, there's abilities to get guys that I think can help the team.
Raphael says, once again, Belichick screwed things up again for everyone.
Including the Boston Marathon Memorial thing.
Well,
you just admitted he screwed that up.
No, but we expected it, and I thought that the league should have expected it too.
But I don't understand what went wrong. What didn't work?
I thought it was a little awkward. That maybe they should have, with Andruzzi, brought somebody else out to announce the Minnesota pick or something like that.
Why? It seemed fine. Did either of you two guys have problems with that?
No,
I thought it was awkwardly placed.
I mean, the Patriots were supposed to pick there.
The Patriots were supposed to pick there, and I think that was their fallback plan.
And the Patriots traded there. That
exactly.
was when the Patriots were newsworthy.
And the fallback plan was, all right, let's just talk about the marathon events.
Right.
Whether they made a pick or not, I think it was awkwardly placed. I didn't know they were doing a presentation like that. I thought they would just – Andruzzi was coming out, and he was giving them the Boston Strong shirt to whoever we picked. I think they should have done that before the draft. If they were going to have this big – speech that Joe was going to make, which, by the way, I thought was great.
They could have.
And they had the song and all that stuff, and then you just go on with the picks. Just all of a sudden, late
in the
draft.
Jets fans are yelling at them.
Jets fans are going to be a-holes no matter when you do it.
Rich is here, and he says, who's left for us that's high quality? Who is the top level that didn't already go in round one?
Are we talking about for tomorrow? Is he aware that...
Yeah.
Well, my guy, Terrence Williams, is available. Your guy, Barrett Jones, is available. There are a number of corners. Slay, what's his first name, Paul?
Darius Haywood Slay.
I don't believe he has Haywood in that.
Darius Slay is his name.
Is it Darius Slay?
Yeah. What do you think I made it up for?
I don't know. It's really Darius? I liked him. I think
hopefully I'm not doing a four starts for Kyle Long. Let me check that for you.
Banks. Well, there's still conflicting reports on how much he played, but Jonathan Banks. I mean, there's cornerbacks available.
Darius.
There's safeties available. I don't believe Matt Elam has gone yet.
He has not.
So Matt Elam would be available, or DJ Swearinger if you're looking for the safety position. Your offensive lineman, as I said, and you still have a pick of a number of receivers, whoever you like. Did Justin Hunter go?
Nope.
No. So Justin Hunter is available. I know a lot of Patriots fans were lusting after Hunter. So now, obviously, there's going to be, what is it, 52? So 20 picks between the start of the draft tomorrow and when they get to pick. But you know what? They now have the capital to move up again if they wanted.
They do.
If they wanted to use a 2 and a 3 or
and
something.
They've done that before.
Right. Yeah. So they've given themselves some mobility, and they've given themselves the ability to pick deep players that are going to be backups, according to Mr. Kraft.
Exactly. Let's go to Duke in New Jersey. Hey, Duke.
Hey.
Hey.
Easy now. Easy. You're blowing my eardrums.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking, what do you think about them drafting the Honey Badger? Like, unless with their second pick in the third round.
Sure. Take it. Go ahead.
Take it.
Absolutely.
You've added picks, so no longer do you say, oh, they only have 5 picks. You now have 8 picks. Honey Badger, Margus Hunt. If you want to take some risks with these extra picks, I think that's also an option that's become available.
And what do you think about them maybe taking 2 wide receivers now? They have all these picks.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
They could take 3, probably. They
throw them at the board and hope one of them sticks. You know, that's what, I mean, we all give them credit for Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez. You know, they used to struggle, and then they hit the home run with that. Well, they took 2 guys who were both risks. They took 1 guy who had a back surgery that some people probably had him off their board, off his board, in Rob Gronkowski. Otherwise, he's a first-round talent. So you got value there but took a risk. And then Aaron Hernandez in the fourth round, you know, we heard all these things about teams took him off the board because of his drug issues at Florida. So you took 2 risks and just happened to hit on both of them. You can do that again.
Hold the on, St. Louis Rams select Alec Ogletree, linebacker, Georgia.
Oh, that's Big Al's guy.
Ogletree off the board. Okay.
Well, in my head, the perfect day tomorrow is, because I know you got Terrence Williams, because you get Terrence Williams the first pick in the second round, then the Honey Badger, and then the third round we get, I don't know, like a Derek Rogers, because I mean, he's probably going to drop because of the whole failing all the drug tests.
Okay.
I wouldn't be terribly
good,
upset.
Duke. Thanks for the call. Let's see. Chef wants to know, why are the Jets fans such a-holes, ruin a moment just like a Jet? Well, they're angry people. I mean,
maybe they just thought it was ill-placed like Fred and Paul. Maybe they weren't so much angry about it, but that it felt awkward. Maybe that give them an out.
Rob says, does this put us in position to take Leon Sandcastle? I mean, it's either a fictional player or a player with fictional love interests, right? let's see. John,
you didn't really want to comment on that, did you?
No. What about the Jets front office or didn't do in the haul we just got for the 29th? On paper, it adds up, but compared to how often tonight's by-the-chart trades have gone, it's pretty impressive that we're able to get the value we're supposed to get. Lots of Jets fans griping about how they have real professionals running their team. Agree or don't, it makes for another good aspect of a bad draft night. That and you guys.
Well, thank you.
Didn't the other, I mean, you were on the value chart. I don't remember the numbers, but weren't the teams that were trading up doing so for less than the chart said that you needed to do earlier in the round?
Yes.
And we were an even trade. So the other teams that traded up did so while giving up less than Minnesota did.
Belichick made Minnesota give up more, give him value for the pick. That's what people are saying.
But I think
they
it's
didn't
the opposite.
Give up less. Minnesota didn't give
Minnesota
up
Minnesota didn't have to give up more to get up. Everybody else.
No, they gave up less to move up.
No, the exact opposite. The other teams were giving up 1,300 points for what should be a 2,000-point pick.
Right.
The Vikings gave up 600 points for what was a 600-point pick.
Right. So who did better? The Patriots or the other teams?
The Patriots.
I don't get that.
The Patriots got the value for their pick.
The other teams didn't.
based on the trade value chart.
Okay.
Okay.
Why? I don't see it that way, but I don't. Why? You guys explained it, and that, okay. What else is there to
say? No,
but say?
Now do you understand?
Push him, Fred. Push him. This one could set him off.
No, but do you understand now?
No.
Why?
I'm so. I don't know what to say.
The other teams gave up less to move up. Minnesota had to give up what was they were supposed to do to give up,
but
to move up.
I think it's a little different when you're talking about seventh round picks and third, as opposed to first round picks.
Okay, well, but just from the points, from the points.
Okay, yeah. That's why I said okay. I mean, I don't really look at it the way you guys do. That's all. I'm not mad about it.
I don't put any value.
No, but in about 3 minutes, you will be. I'm thinking.
Well, because you're trying to make fun of me, and it's not about the trade. It's about the fact that.
Well, no, you were trying to make fun of the Patriots.
I would dare to not see it the same way as
right. Anything but Patriots.com.
Right. Well, I don't really think this has anything to do with the Patriots. It has to do with the other teams.
No, you were saying the Patriots screwed up.
No, I didn't
and
say.
You were going to jump.
Okay,
all
now you got.
You were going
to
jump
didn't
over.
Say that.
You were going to jump all over John in L.A. because
no, not at all.
Yes, you were. You were trying to pick a fight.
I just don't see the correlation between picking up a seventh round pick and moving up in the top of the first round. I think that's apples and bananas.
In terms of those seventh round, how much of those points actually factored in, Andy?
No, but seventh and fourth round picks, Fred, are not the same as going from.
It's just the value chart.
No, but
that's
it is the same.
They're
given less
whatever.
Value. I mean, it's that's why it's a value
but I think,
chart.
Yeah,
that's why it drops off precipitously from the first round.
That's what I think.
No, but the chart does that.
No,
you don't have to do it again in your head.
So I don't think it needs to be. I don't think you're going to get a big gap after that because you're going to get all the picks. You're not going to get all those picks before.
No, but the chart takes into account the precipitous drop off.
I agree.
So the numbers still measure the same.
I'm sorry, I don't really know. We can talk about this. I just don't see it the same way as everybody else. That's all.
Because you don't want to give the Patriots any credit.
What?
But I don't really
think
this.
The Patriots made a great trade, Fred.
Any interpretation.
You can keep trying to get me to be mad.
Well,
I think the Patriots.
Okay.
I mean, I still don't understand why 3 hours ago we thought there weren't any good players to pick at 29. Now we're excited that we have a fourth round and a seventh round pick.
Wait a minute. Everyone said that the move to make was to move down. You included.
I thought that.
And now they make it, and now they shouldn't have done it.
Wait a minute. I said the move to make was to trade down.
Everybody was saying that's the thing to do. Yes or no?
Everyone was saying it, yes.
But not, except you.
No, because that's what the Patriots do.
They didn't last year.
Trading, period. They traded up 17 times.
Was the right move to
do?
Was the logical, smart thing to do this year at 29 to move down?
Okay, is it logical to say there aren't good players in the draft, so let's go as far back in the draft as we can? Is that the logical thing to do?
The Cowboys are selected.
2013 NFL Draft. The Dallas Cowboys select Travis Frederick, center, Wisconsin. Wow, wow.
Wow.
Are you okay, Fred? I know you kind of sneakily wanted
him. I liked him.
You had a little dream.
I liked him. Yep. So.
Is it just the name?
No. I actually saw some Wisconsin games.
And you actually hate the name Frederick.
It's not a bad name, but you're not going to be called that. You know, who calls? The only person who called me Frederick was my mother. You know? So I'm trying to find him in our land. They may not have him.
Might take a while.
All right.
Find him yet?
Yeah, I got him.
Where did they have him ranked?
They had him in the second round at 47, going to Dallas.
Oh.
So
do we count those as hits? Because that could affect our own mock draft.
Baltimore is up with the final selection in the first round.
Mr. Irrelevant in an irrelevant first round.
So we'll see who Baltimore picks.
Everyone in this draft could be Mr. Irrelevant.
And the pick is in.
Oh.
So that's a good thing.
Wow.
Woo-wee! Oh, man. Paul, you all right?
I'm all right, friend.
He's just going to keep poking. He can't help it.
No, he's all right. He's mad now. I don't.
I just, someone needs to explain to me why there's no good players, but it's better to have more picks. Someone needs to explain that to
Paul,
me.
Paul, when it's relative when you say good players. There aren't any blue chip players in this draft.
So
but
it's
there
better
are
to
good,
have more
there
of them.
There are good players in this draft.
If they move,
there are players who are going
to
have good
this.
NFL careers in
Just
this draft.
Try to answer this
teams.
Question honestly. If they had moved up and lost three picks, would you say that was a great trade? Yes. So just admit that whatever they did,
okay.
you would have liked.
All right, all right. And whatever they do, you don't like. So.
No, I think this was a good trade.
So Matt,
I like it.
Matt Elam.
I like the trade, Fred.
Okay.
I said that as soon as they made it.
Matt Elam, safety, goes to
yes
the
or no.
Ravens.
When Adam Schefter first put that tweet out, they could get a second, third, and a fourth for that first. What was my reaction?
You liked it.
I think it's a great trade.
Right. So what's the problem?
I want to know why everybody else has changed. Everybody else said there aren't good players in this draft. So why
no,
would it be good
said,
to get more picks?
No, see, you are mixing up good players with you know, there aren't any players that can help teams. Of course there are. There's a lot of players in this draft that are going to
I believe that's the case. As a matter of fact, I got in an argument with Andy at the beginning of the show
right.
saying this draft will end up with as many good players in it as the
right,
average draft.
Right. And so
I agree.
And
I agree
other
with you,
people,
but other people don't.
No,
Andy didn't.
But,
Andy got Andy.
But
said
no,
I was
that's,
wrong.
That's actually not what I argued.
It's hyperbole, Paul.
I argued there weren't
saying.
Any blue chippers.
Right.
I said there'll be as many good players
right.
in this draft
and
as anybody as any other draft.
Well, as a
Pro
player,
Bowl players, and you said there'll be fake Pro Bowl players.
Well, I mean, are you gonna? I don't know what you're arguing.
I don't know who they'll be.
If
but
you're
I
gonna
think
tell me there
draft,
are a lot of all pros in this draft, I disagree.
I think the average
think
draft has a very similar amount of good players in it, and I think it'll end up being.
I think drafts are different, and I think this one is. And everybody has said that is deeper than top heavy.
I don't think this will be a transcendent draft like you know the 83 draft that we talked about with that Elway.
That's why 83 is still talked about
right.
because it's
rare. I don't think that, but I think the average draft is what I said. The average draft, maybe not as good as last year with. Two tremendous quarterbacks, 1-2, but I think there'll be as many good players in this draft as the average draft has.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to be, like, argumentative with you. I'm just saying a lot of people don't feel that way about this draft. And Andy's not, I'm not
no, I
saying
think
about
when,
Andy.
Wait,
a lot
Paul,
of people,
I think when people were talking,
people
they're talking
don't.
About first-round guys.
Okay,
but I
so
think
we're changing
said
it because they made a trade
no,
down.
No, because
just
everyone said it was, you know, it
they
made...
They traded, so people...
Did you not hear everybody saying
thing.
This was the year to trade down?
Right.
I totally agree, but people don't think there are a a lot of good players in this draft.
See, I don't.
So
I
we added a fourth and a seventh round pick, and everybody is all excited
then
about
why
it.
Why did
I don't
you say
it.
Trade down?
Yeah,
I feel like there's nothing at 29 to take, so you might as well get extra picks, and maybe you get lucky, and you end up with one of what I think will be the good players in this draft.
Right.
Okay.
That's
I
all.
Think everyone
I think
agrees with
I think
you.
It's fine. But not everybody agreed before the draft.
What?
Everybody thought that there was a limited amount of players in this draft.
See, I don't think that's true. I think everybody
okay,
said there weren't
I'm
a
wrong.
Lot of blue
Listen,
chippers.
I don't have to have my opinion be the right one.
And I think Robert said there's not a lot of starters.
But I think your opinion is what most people's opinion is, Paul.
Yeah, I think you're actually agreeing
I think you're
with
actually
everyone.
On everyone's side.
Yeah, I just took it a different way. Maybe I am agreeing with everybody, but I got a different impression of this draft in the last month and a half than people have seemed to have today.
I've heard a lot of people say the quarterbacks suck. And the first round is not a sexy first round, but they said it's a deep draft. There's a lot of, you know, players to be gotten in this draft. I've heard that.
I haven't heard that a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's it for this edition of PFW in Progress.
And Paul gave whoever that listener was
right.
what he wanted.
No,
he thought he was going to have to fake it a little while ago, but
no.
he got
you
going
got
good there.
I still don't really understand.
We
it,
gave our listeners all. Everything they wanted tonight.
I'm not.
Paul's not willing to end the show yet, Fred. So continue.
I'm waiting for someone to explain it to me, and I just haven't.
What
had
are we explaining? What are we explaining?
I just don't understand why you'd want more picks in a bad draft.
It's Paul.
Because
it's not a bad draft.
You think there are only?
Why is
it's not a great first round.
Why did everybody say that before tonight? That
because everybody judges a draft based on the stars. That's how
right.
it works.
I that's true.
Nobody judges it on, yes, there will be a receiver in the third round who goes to the Pro Bowl. But people don't judge a draft on that. They judge a draft on, there were three All-Pros that, you know, as you said with the 83 draft, not to compare, but five Hall of Famers.
The 83 draft was...
That's what people compare it on.
Well,
yeah, I'm not comparing it to the 83.
No. That's any absurd. Draft is based on its first round, generally. How much top-end talent is there? Are there players that are going to change teams? Are there players that are starters, Pro
sure.
Bowlers, All-Pros,
yep.
Hall of Famers?
Yep.
That's what people go with. No one cares that, you know, Greg Jennings was this and Jordy Nelson was that.
I don't have to be right. It's fine. I don't.
But you are right.
I feel like there's been a little bit of a change in the perception as the night's gone on. That's all.
You think that the Patriots fans have changed their opinion.
You guys think everybody was thinking the same way. That's fine.
You think, like Patriots fans often do, they change their opinion based on what Belichick ultimately did.
I don't really understand what's so
funny. But Patriots fans were all saying this year, trade down.
Exactly.
Which is different than most years. They did. Most years are saying don't. This year they said do trade down, and they did trade down. So we should all in Patriots Nation be happy.
Okay, then we're all happy. I mean, I don't know. I just 2 seconds ago, everybody wanted Cordarrelle Patterson. He ended up getting taken right around there, and now no one's upset about
it. Who wanted him?
I didn't want him, but a lot of other people did.
Who?
Sure, Melvin wanted him in Tennessee. I'm sure Eldridge wanted him.
Wait, but don't you think they were all saying, we're on the clock, this is the player I want?
Eldridge is actually on line one.
Yeah, we got to go. All right.
Oh, poor Eldridge.
Sorry to save
we'll
it for later.
Call tomorrow.
But I didn't have anything earlier. I didn't get confused until late.
No, that's
late.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I'm still confused.
What time are we on tomorrow?
I'm sorry. I'm here to amuse everybody, but I just don't
Paul, know. To be continued tomorrow.
Right, you guys can tell me how I'm wrong tomorrow, too.
What time are we on tomorrow? 6:30.
7:30, right?
7:30 tomorrow. We'll be on at 7:30 tomorrow for as long as we go. We'll see you then. I got to brighten Paul's night up because he's not feeling good right now.
Nothing you can do to do that. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.